Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob, I know I'm excited. Rob's back too. Pretty cool. Rob is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's the president of Jollis & Associates, and he's one of the top. He's number two in the world in sales, in salesmanship expertise. Number two in the world. And everybody knows who number one is, so I won't go into all that. But he's the author of, I don't know, six, eight, ten, a dozen books, I think, on selling, including How to Change Minds, including Mental Agility, including the Bible. I mean, I do wish I'd written this book, Customer-Centered Selling. And he's got a new book out called Why People Don't Believe You. Rob Jollis, welcome back.
It's good to be back. I'm ready for you this morning. Let's go.
Hey, my wife... Sometimes when she gets a little irritated at me, I say, what did I say? And she says, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. And that's a big part of your book, isn't it?
Well, that's like the theme. You know, I actually heard it when I was about four or five with my dad, and I got a little tap on the rear end when I heard it, too. And, you know, that was my form of self-appreciation, because the answer was always going to be yes. It's astonishing. I actually wanted to call the book, it's not the words, it's the tune. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been putting the words together for a long time. Jim, you and I do it for a living. But what we fail to realize is that for many people, it's natural to have that tune line up with the words. And for others, it's when it's not natural, they become accountants. I mean, they literally get pushed into corners of areas where, guess what, you don't really have to talk to people. You can handle these things here. And that's a shame. I think this can be fixed.
Well, there's no question about it. So do you think that's where people get into trouble? Do you think it's insincerity? Do you think it's not having good information? Do you think it's the tone of their voice? What do you think?
Well, I think it's actually in the book I write about the three P's: pitch, pace, and pause. Now, sometimes that comes very naturally to people. I think it is for you as a radio interviewer. You know that when you bring your voice down, for instance, you're completing your thought. When you slow down, you're bringing importance to your words. You know, there are things that come very natural like that. Other people, no. It's like music, and they can't really hear the notes. So everything's kind of flat. And when they tell you, Jim, this is a really good book, you don't believe them.
Oh, that's...
So then the question is, yep, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
I was going to say, so then the question is, now that we've identified it, you know, what if you can't hear that pitch and pace? We can't be in the corner with it with a, you know, a little earplug in somebody's ear going, pause here and speed up there. So how do you feel it? And one of the ways you can feel it is actually to take yourself to a moment where you've been successful, or take yourself to a moment where you've been happy. Pretend that you're walking into your living room. Jim, when you interview people, there's two ways we can talk to you. We can talk to you like it's a radio interview, and that's going to be a little tight, and the tune will probably be a little stiff. Or we can talk to you like we're sitting in the living room, and you and I are just having a cup of coffee.
That's right.
It's natural, and then it's authentic. And then pitch, pace, pause. Just take care of themselves. So sometimes it's really in our head.
Well, that's exactly right. And all that comes from being comfortable, being sincere, but also, I think, being competent. You know, all of us, when we first start out selling, we're nothing but talking points, right? The very first site sale we ever made, we're a talking point. We know, you know, this, yes, ma'am, this sofa has self-decking. It's, you know, a hypoallergenic foam inside. It's olefin fabric, blah, blah, blah. But But, you know, later on, when I was in, you know, working my way through College Center Furniture, I learned to say, ma'am, what would this look like in your living room? Or something like that, you know, and as you say, have a conversation. But you gotta be sincere, and you gotta have the conversation, and you gotta have their conversation. Isn't that the key? Not your conversation, but their conversation.
Well, yeah, asking questions and listening. You and I, it's funny, you and I learned that when we were selling for Xerox.
Yep.
And it's also probably the first thing we forgot every now and then. And we had to be reminded
of that. I still have a word with myself today, these days. I still, before I go in the old days, I would do an after call evaluation where I'd talk about, you know, I'd remind myself how I'd messed up. These days, I try to do that beforehand. Hey, I need your website, Rob.
www.jolles.com.
All right, jolles.com. Check it out. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Rob Jolles. More to come. 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.